Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 19th of September 1962. Cessation of the taints. The ending of the taints minus asava is the ending of its causes. If you ask the result, it's the realization of Nibbana. There are two kinds of realization, e.g., an arahant still alive and after passing away. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha taught how to end asava. These Kalesa Dharmas are floating and sinking down living beings from the highest plane minus the realm of neither perception nor non-perception minus Navasana, Nisanayatanabhum to the lowest plane. The great hell is called taints minus asava. Condense them and these are greed, hatred, and delusion, lobha, dosa, and moha dharmas. Condense the four and become two, lobha and moha dharmas. Taints of sensuality, kamasava, and taints of becoming, bhavasava, are greed, lobha. Taints of wrong views, dittasava, and taints of ignorance, avijasava, are delusion, moha. Human and celestial planes are kamasava. The fine material sphere planes, rupavakarabhum, and immaterial sphere planes, arupavakarabhum, are bhavasava, and the four woeful planes, apayabhum, are dittasava. Floating and sinking up and down, all the living beings in different realms is avijasava. If there are taints, their ending also exists. What kinds of person end asava? Janato, pasato asavahayam vadami, the person with contemplation sees taints come to an end. If you can discern with contemplation, taints will come to an end. Separate the five khandhas into four satipatthana and contemplate one of them can fulfill the satipatthana practice. If you know whatever phenomenon is arising and has the two processes of rise and fall, taints will end. For example, greed arises and then vanishes. All the other dharmas are also the same. So don't name it as greed, etc. Instead take it as arising and vanishing dharma. All are arising and vanishing phenomena. If you see these, ignorance becomes knowledge. Avijja, right pointing arrow vijja. Tanha, craving, not arises and kamasava, bhavasava, and dittasava cease. Craving, clinging, and action cease without arising. Therefore, there are two kinds of cessation. Cessation by discerning and without arising. The four asavas cease by discerning impermanence. You all are praying for the ending of asavas. But with no practice and only having desires. The Buddha taught the ending by contemplation. And then he said that the ending of dukkha, peaceful Nibbana, couldn't be realized with relaxed effort, but with only full effort. Therefore, you have to make full effort. The goal of knowledge must work with knowledge. That's only realized Nibbana. With only dana, sila, and samadhi can't get it. These are only support for it. Sayadaw gave the simile of a hen and some eggs from the sutta to explain on the realization of Nibbana with practice and not by prayers. He told the duties of the hen. For this point, the Buddha gave the simile of a hen and eggs. With the contemplation of impermanence, kalesa becomes thinner. It was like the hen sat on the eggs very often and dried up the liquid of kalesa inside it. And also the avijja shells were becoming thinner. The darkness of avijja disappears and the light of vijja appears. Practice with the three jobs of anicca, dukkha and anatta, contemplate it over and over, and the shell of ignorance will thin out. And then tanha liquid will dry out. And we'll see the Nibbana light element. These are the result of the contemplation of impermanence. Accept this job and there is no other refuge. Shell of ignorance and tanner liquid cover up the knowledge, Nana. Therefore, knowledge can't sharp. Without the contemplation, every day tanner liquid cover up thicker and thicker. If the mind has smell like the body, it may be very unbearable. With the contemplation, it becomes vijja udapadi, knowledge arises. Human beings are every day covered up with ignorance and craving, and their minds are overpolluted. Medias and environmental problems support this point. Therefore, not become a loko udapadi, light can't arise. The function of knowledge is bhavatabha, continuous contemplation and development. It happens only by development, not by praying or prayers. Later Buddhists do a lot of prayers to get outside powers. Even wanting to be born in the Brahma worlds has to practice. So no need to mention about Nibbana with prayers. You can ask how long have to contemplate. With example, wise people can know it. The Buddha gave the simile of an adze. Your duties are not separating from impermanence with the knowledge. I.e., anicca, magga is vijja. Therefore, knowledge is doing the job of trimming out ignorance. Here nothing to do with the perfection, parami. If you use the handle of an adze to strike things a lot, the handle will be eroded. Seeing impermanence a lot, avijja and tanha become thinner and asava will come to an end. With the less contemplation, kilesa come in between the practice. And then avijja and tanha are becoming thicker. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of September 1962. Are you worshipping wrong views? Before in the past lives, you all had done dana, sila, and samatha practices. Why can't you still realize nibbana until now? You have to know that there's something still obstructing you. The self-view of my dana, my sila, and my samatha are mixing up with you. These are the hindrances. You might meet one of the Buddhas in your past lives. Before many Buddhas had arisen in the world, as many as the numbers of sand grains in the Ganges River. The Buddha also mentioned that one couldn't find the beginning of a living being because samsara was so long. Even you met the Buddha, me and mine self-view hindered you for the realization of Dharma. Outside the sasana, i.e., other teachings, sasana refers to the Buddha's teachings. It governs living beings all the time. Even without dispelling atta-ditthi, doing dana, sila, and samatha, and encountering the teaching, it hinders the realization of nibbana. Therefore, you are suffered from the kanda dukkha and the dukkha of burnt with kilesa heat. If you have me and you have mine, they forbid the ending of kanda and tanha. It doesn't forbid other things. It prefers you to be in the sea of dukkha. It doesn't prefer you to be free from dukkha. Quite an evil dharma it is. But the difficulty is you all are worshipping him. Not understand the D.A. of the kanda that this wrong view arises. It was also atta-ditthi that we had missed the Buddha because at that time, we were in the woeful plains. It was also we had missed the Dharma because it was resisted by ditthi within our hearts. There were two chances of missing, without and with encountering the Dharma. The power of atta-ditthi is quite extensive, and reaching the whole 31 realms of existences. Nothing is possible without it. It's like all living beings are bound with the ropes of ditthi and floating down the river of tanha water. If the ditthi ropes are never cut off or falling apart, one can't free from the danger of tanha water. Dithi was so evil that the Buddha told us to deal it before than when you were hit with a spear or your head was on fire. In the Abhyakatasamyutta, Vaka Brahman asked the Buddha, "Does Atta exist?" The Buddha not answered. He asked again, "Does it not exist?" The Buddha again not answered. So then, Ananda asked the Buddha why he didn't answer them. The Buddha replied to him that if he answered it did exist, one would take it as eternalism. SN.44.8 Vakagatasattam. If he answered it didn't exist, one would take it as annihilationism. Therefore, the Buddha not answered it. And now you'll understand how difficult to dispel Dithi. Listen with the big ears only have the value, it means Nana ears. Another point was if the Buddha answered Atta existed, it was the opposite of Sabbe Dharma Anatta, all Dharmas were not self. If answered not existed, he had already had the view of Atta and become confusion. This point is quite true. Even to Buddhists who believe in self or soul is not easy to accept Anatta doctrine. Except the discerning of impermanence, there is no other Dharma can destroy Dithi. Insight knowledge, Vipassana Magga, is like digging out the root of a tree and path knowledge cutting off the root after it exposes. The first Magga doesn't cut off Lobha and Dosa. It cut off Dithi alone. Only by abandoning it, that can be free from the four woeful planes of existence. So you have to know that living beings arriving there are the cause of Dithi. It sends beings to blissful planes of existence, Sugati, and forbid Nibbana. If you see the arising phenomenon, free from Akeda view. If seeing the vanishing, free from Sasata view. Practice for seeing impermanence means to kill Dithi. Practice to see its disenchantment means to disenchant Dithi. Practice to see its ending is cut off the root of Dithi. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of September 1962. Body and mental pains. The five khandhas are always changing. The nature of form, rupa, is changing. The nature of earth elements, patavidhatu, is hardness. Disbanding its nature is changing. If disbands, its hardness nature is changing. If the heat element is dissipating, also change. In feeling aggregate, pleasant feeling arises and passes away. Perception, mental formation and mind, all are arising and passing away by changing. Therefore, there is nothing to say about that the khanda is always healthy and stable. We have to remember that all the five khandas fall apart because of its unhealthy nature. With the insight knowledge, contemplate whatever arising as falling apart because of its unhealthy nature. So it's unhealthy at any time. The Aryas know that if separate from the khanda, it will be healthy. The power of ignorance and delusion are quite amazing. The views of Aryas and worldlings never meet. So they prefer not to have the khandas. That is the appreciation of Nibbana. They are happy to lay down the khandas. Some Buddhists take this as selfishness. This is misinterpreting the Dharma with their own teachings. Only people having clinging are not free from selfishness and defilements. Coming and going are only possible with clinging. It's like the root of a tree never grows back again after cutting off. This is the law of nature. Sabbe Dharma Anatta. But for the worldlings, they desire for the next burdened khandhas. If you look at it with the Vipassana eyes, we'll find out that it's never healthy. It appears in the mind as Vata Khanda or burdened Khanda. If you don't have these kinds of eyes, you will not prefer to lay down the kanda. If you have this eye, you don't want this present kanda, and don't desire for the future kanda. Therefore, you have to practice hard in vipassana. Practice of vipassana does not want the present and future kandas. Not wanting the present kanda is the arising of insight knowledge. Not desiring for the future kanda is the dying of tanha. This is seeing sec 2 as dukkha sakka and not connecting with sec 3. If develop more, path knowledge arises. Vipassana has a great benefit. This is right seeing and becoming right view. Vipassana magga knows dukkha and abandons samadhiya. Continued to the story of Nakulamata and Nakulapita, SN.22.1 Nakulapityasuttam, leaving the fools of ignorance behind, this kanda is never healthy. Not including advanced yogis and ariyas. Here it doesn't mean pain, aches and numbness of the body. So people who think themselves as healthy are included among the fools. They are talking about it with the blind eyes. Knowing the intrinsic nature of the kanda is nana eye. How to do the contemplation? Whatever arising in the kanda is a sore coming out and passing away is perishing. A sore grows out is the body pain and let the contemplative mind as it is. Don't let sorrow and lamentation arise. The nana mind has to contemplate whatever arises with its own nature. The kanda nature is always perishing. This is saying to the yogis as at the time of observing the kanda with equanimity. It's the equanimity of insight, vipassanupekka. Don't let difficulty come in. Knowing the kanda nature is like this. It happens by itself and nothing to do with oneself and as an alien, parato. Seeing impermanence is vipassana and contemplation with equanimity is upekka. Combined together is called vipassanupekka. Later it develops into the knowledge of equanimity towards formations, sankharapekka nana. After that path knowledge arises. Does it take long? I am urging you to do it quickly. If not, death can overtake you. The Buddha instructed them let the body pain and not the mind. Nakulapita went to see Ven. Sariputta and told him what the Buddha had said. Ven. Sariputta explained for him. Worldlings are taking the five kandas as me and mine. When encountering the perishing of the kanda, take it as I am in misfortune. And then follow with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. These are body pain and mental pain. A person with the vipassana contemplation and the knowledge will change with its own nature. But the mind observes with its own nature and no mental pain. It's like watching the flowing water, a still flowing mind. Path factors mind, magga citta, is not a mental pain. This is the mind contemplating impermanence, or the right knowing mind. Because sec 2 not connects with sec 3. With body and mental pains, sec 2 connects with 3, and sec 4. If you don't have mental pain, D. A. process ceases in the beginning, in the middle and in the end. It is because you are in body and mental pain if one of them arises. I didn't give this talk in details before. If no mental pain, the three processes of D. A. are ceased to arise. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 23rd and the 24th of September 1962. How to die with feelings. Of the three kinds of feelings, one of them always exists. It's called the aggregate of feeling, Vedanakanda. Therefore, it is not devoid of feeling at any time. Someone observes with knowledge always discerns one of it. If it's free from feeling, becomes Nibbana. So without Vedana is Nibbana. A monk asked the Buddha, one person has knowledge and the other without it, and both of them experience three kinds of feeling. What are the differences between them? Their reactions are different. Contemplation of the mind includes feeling, and contemplation of feeling also includes the mind. Therefore, I give this talk to you. First, I'll talk about the person without knowledge. For example, hitting with a thorn and painful feeling arises, and then followed with unpleasant mental feeling, Domanasa Vedana. Hit by a feeling and it becomes unwholesome, after that, followed with Tanha, the desire for feeling better. Dependent arising process is turning into a cycle, from the end with sorrow, Sokha, lamentation, Paraveda, to the beginning, ignorance, avidya, right-pointing arrow mental formation, sankhara. Don't know the arising of phenomenon includes ignorance, delusion. Three kinds of D.A. processes arise, lobha, dosa, and moha. Therefore, becoming a person without knowledge is frightening. Only dharmas leading to the painful existences are arising, apayabhum. From the point of contemplation of feeling, it's very bad. Die with anger and go to hell realms. With the desire of getting well, tanha, go to the realms of ghosts, pitas. Without contemplation and die with ignorance, delusion, go to the animal realms. Dharma is leading people there. A person without knowledge has disadvantages in the present and samsara. Compare with your donations and merits, every day from Dukkha Vedanas, which connect the three kinds of D.A. processes are uncountable. Therefore, the Buddha ought to say that 100,000 people died and no one took rebirths in the blissful plains, Sugati. The life of a not knowing is very bad indeed. It's clear that without approaching a wise person, i.e., Kalyana Mitta, can't realize Nibbana. A person with knowledge is not in this way. If Dukkha Vedana arises, he contemplates it as impermanence. And then two kinds of D.A. processes are cut off. It is followed with Tanha if Sukha Vedana arises and without knowledge. Again, no contemplation means ignorance, delusion, moha. So he moves on the path to ghost and animal, the cause of Tanha, avidya. For the person with knowledge, if Sukha Vedana arises, contemplate its impermanence. So he moves on the path to Nibbana. Without and with contemplations is a big difference between them. These are the paths to Apayas, Apayabhum, and Nibbana respectively, the most miserable path and the path of supreme happiness. Again, without the knowledge, if Upekkha Vedana arises and without contemplation is moving on the path of ignorance towards the animal realm. Even doing merits without knowledge is followed with the D.A. process of Tanha. It becomes clear that no knowledge is frightening. The Buddha once asked Ven. Sariputta on the benefit of having a spiritual friend. Ven. Sariputta's answer was, he may reach to Nibbana, the ending of Dukkha, just because of a spiritual friend. There were many stories of these in the suttas. According to this sutta, in the Vedanasamyutta, it was clear that people had to live with Vipassana Dharma. Every day the three types of Vedana are arising in turn. With no contemplation, people are doing kamas to Apayas. And it's quite frightening and far from Nibbana. It's a great loss. The Buddha taught in the Sakkasamitta were quite believable. Sayadaw continued the talk by telling the story of Sariputta and how he met his teacher Ven. Asaji. If you have doubts in the contemplation of feeling, contemplate at contact, fasa, as conditions and feeling arises. And with the contact ceases and feeling also ceases. Continue the contemplation until feeling extincts or comes to an end. And then feeling disappears with the kanda. You will realize nibbana if you can contemplate until vedana extinct. Ven. Asaji taught Sariputta that in the kanda only causes and effects existed. With the causes arose, the effect came to be. And with the cessation of the causes, came the cessation of effect. The five khandas are only in speech. The real existence is impermanent. With this short teaching, Sariputta was entering the stream. Continued to tell the story of Ven. Sariputta became an arahant. Contemplation on feeling is also good in its own right. Climb up to the higher path knowledge with the contemplation of feeling. If you want to enter the stream, be with the contemplation of mind. All these things came from these stories. It seemed Sayadaw himself practiced in this way. At near death, nobody is devoid of feeling. If you die with overcoming Vedana, latent tendency of lust, Raganusaya, latent disposition of hatred, Dosanusaya, and latent tendency of delusion, Mohanasaya, these three latent dispositions will cease. If you can overcome now, it's good. At near death, to overcome it instantly is not easy. Therefore, the Buddha taught contemplation of feeling as an important subject. Yesterday I also taught about the importance of feeling. The Buddha told us to have mindfulness and wisdom and not let the time pass by. I remind you to make effort to see and know earlier the cessation of cause and effect. What will happen if having knowledge in the kanda? With the cessation of feeling, the kanda also ceases. The cessation of kanda is nibbana. In this sutta, it was mentioned as it could be realized nibbana. Have to be mindful of the three feelings, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feelings when they are arising. This is called mindfulness, sati. Sampajanakari, have to follow with wisdom. It includes wisdom not only knowing the arising but also its disappearance. Knowing the arising is sati and seeing the vanishing is wisdom. Every time feeling arises and knowing with mindfulness is satipatthana. It is sampajana minus panna if you can see the vanishing. Every time knowing the arising is sati, knowing the arising and passing away is panna, impermanence. Therefore, its teaching was including both as sati and sampajana. Kalam agameya, not let the time pass over. It taught about knowing the cause and effect. The third point you still not heard before is important to remember it. For example, on the body, sukha vedana arises. It's a dependent dharma and can't arise automatically. It depends on the body. Depend on the body's sensitivity, kayapasada. Again, it depends on the contact of the object. Dependence on the body and contact, sukha vedana arises. Both of them are anicca. Therefore, vedana arises by anicca dharmas. Have to know the time of impermanent cause and impermanent effect. In this way, the latent tendency of lust can't follow behind it, vedana. According to the D.A. process, tanha can't arise. Observe with knowledge on the two periods of arising and passing away. If dukkha vedana arises, contemplate its impermanence and latent disposition of aversion minus patianaseya dies. D. A. Process is cut off and next candor not arises. Impermanence is dukkha sakka. Therefore, vipassana contemplation is doing the sakkanalomika nana, knowing the truth. So you get the knowledge of knowing the truth. If neutral feeling arises, contemplate its impermanence. And the latent disposition of not knowing ignorance ceases. D. A. Process is cut off in the beginning. The two causes are in the present time, kala, and the result vedana also in the present. This way of contemplation of vedana with the cause and effect time was taught by the Buddha in the Vedanasamyutta. Contemplate the impermanence of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feelings and greed, hatred, and delusion die away. And also D. A. Processes are cut off in the middle, in the end and in the beginning, according to the series of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feelings. The Buddha was using similes in the contemplation of feeling. The first was the simile of wick, oil, and light. Wick and oil were impermanent, so the light was also impermanent. The Buddha continued to talk on the realization of Nibbana. This sutta was quite long. Feelings die before and the three latent tendencies die later. Here, feelings are impermanent, the contemplative mind is path factors, magga, and with the dying of three latent dispositions, anaseya. Anaseyas cease without arising. With the cessation of feeling, the heart becomes cool and peaceful because it's without the murderers, kalesas. Again, the Buddha gave another simile for it. It was like a clay pot after fired and left it outside the fire. The cessation of feeling is Nibbana. The cessation of kalesas is cool and peaceful. If feeling ceases, it's peaceful. The coolness is coming from the cessation of the oppressive feeling. Also, without the arising of its companions, it's peaceful, i.e., lobha, dosa, and moha. So the path knowledge has the nature of coolness and peace. Contemplation without the time passing over means not missing the cause and effect or not let kalesa comes in between them. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 26th of September 1962. Should know one's value. We construct the four woeful planes of existences from here. We can also demolish it from here. So this human world is the main center. According to the mind process of the D. A. We build hell fire in hell realms. If we end the mind process leading to hells, hell fire and hell walks disappear. By creating kamas to heavens, celestial mansions are appearing there. By doing kamas to Nibbana, all the worlds disappear, 31 realms of existence. Therefore, you can get goodness or badness in the human world. It's like the main railway station from Yangon to Mandalay. Human world is the precious place. If you can't use it properly, coming here for the provisions to the woeful existences. Most human beings don't know the Buddha's Dharma and having the rare chances of arriving here, instead of cultivate goodness and doing many unwholesome kammas for the above purpose without knowingly. All these things are relying on the companions. From here you can go to hells, blissful places, and Nibbana, any place you desire. You'll follow people much closer to you. Therefore, companions are very important. As like there are three kinds of companions and also three types of mind elements. Therefore, training one's mind is the first main point. For example, in seeing the form of a flower and you desire it. Then, the mind is leading you there and it is not a person. Again, you see a flower and your mind wants it to offer the Buddha. And it's leading you to Sugati, blissful destination. If your mind can contemplate its impermanence and it's leading you to Nibbana. With a form Dugati, Sugati, and Nibbana arise respectively, painful and blissful existences and Nibbana element. If you don't meet with spiritual friends, Kalyanamitta, normally the mind leading to apayas are arising more. Therefore, the Buddha said that the minds of living beings were enjoying in unwholesomeness. So, Kalyanamitta is very important. We ourselves don't know how to cut off D.A. processes. With his help complete our goals. Continued the story of Malankyaputta, the Buddha instructed Ven. Malankyaputta on practice. A form is not seen before and also not being seen now. Does your mind have any desire for this form to arise? The Buddha continued to ask him the same way for other sense doors and objects. For example, at the moment of just seeing a form, the desire and wanting mind can't arise. If you can stop at seeing and knowing, the mind of desire, clinging and the effort of action to get it not arise. And then you can reach Nibbana. Just stop at seeing and knowing. This is also a kind of vipassana. Just stop at hearing and knowing, etc. If desire, aversion and delusion not arise, one can reach Nibbana. The Buddha gave the shortest instruction. It means not lost mindfulness. If lacking mindfulness and D.A. process continues. Seeing, knowing, hearing, knowing, etc., and lobha, dosa, moha not arise. With this contemplation, then, Malankyaputta became an arahant. He could stop with just seeing, hearing, etc. But you all can't stop this way. The Buddha in his 45 years of teaching, this instruction was only given to Ven. Malankyaputta and Dhirusarya, Bahya. It was taught according to the person's nature. You have to follow the Dharma relating to most people. For you, seeing consciousness arises. And you have to contemplate quickly from behind as after seeing and passing away. Dith dithamatam bhavasati, i.e., seeing as just seeing, is very difficult to stop. All others entered Nibbana with impermanence, continued to talk on Sittanupassana. Contemplation of impermanence is in sect 2. The Buddha taught that it was dukkha sakka, i.e., the five khandhas. Therefore, if you can contemplate impermanence, get the sakkanalanika nana, knowledge in accordance with truth. It's important that impermanence must follow with magga. Nibbana will be realized sooner or later.